Thank all of you for being present here today to participate in my baptism. I consider my baptism to be a magnificent victory for God. It's very significant to me personally, and I've desired to do this for quite a long time. I'm truly grateful to have arrived at the point in my life where this has been able to come to fruition. The older I get, the more I have recognized my need for the saving grace of Jesus, and the more I realize that what really matters in life is developing my relationship with God. My walk with God has truly saved my life on more than one occasion and transformed it completely. The younger version of me had more trouble accepting things on authority, and certain truths I had to discern for myself. And on occasion, that meant learning things the hard way. God saw fit to humble me and help me recognize my need for him. And he did that through hardening my heart for a while. So I grew up in Spokane and was lucky enough to be a neighbor of David. So he and my oldest brother were especially close friends in high school. And they were nice enough to let me tag along with them on some of their adventures. When they both became interested in Jesus, I was interested too. I remember sitting with my brother in the summer grass of Corbin Park when I was 10 years old and accepting Jesus as my Savior. I realized that maybe I wasn't perfect and probably would make some mistakes, and I liked the idea of a loving, forgiving, and merciful God and the idea of not being sent to hell. That sounds nice. But as I grew older, I became distracted, deceived, and tempted by the world. I found that obeying God was sometimes difficult in the sense that it requires aligning one's boundaries with that of God as conveyed in His Word. I fell for the false notion that I might be missing out on this or that which other people may or may not have been doing in their lives. I wanted to rebel and do things my own way. I disregarded God's instructions instead of letting God be the ruler of my life. One of the foundational principles of God's design for His world is that one reaps what one sows. This rebellion did not go well and eventually led to chaos and unhappiness. I had profound problems stemming from sin, including substance use and abuse and discordant relationships. For a time, things seemed pretty bleak, and I was a lost sheep. But during all this, God remained faithful and true. He was still seeking me, and He never gave up on me. God helped me to realize that my life would become a lot happier if I would simply stop pursuing things that the world tries to convince us are important, and instead seek out the only one who truly is, Jesus Christ. He helped me realize that if I would surrender myself to Him and His will for my life and obey His commands and preferences as described in the Bible, that things would turn around. I could live a blessed life free of chaos and negativity. Life would no longer seem like struggling to swim upstream against a river. That has proven to be absolutely true. I have serenity in my life now, and I'm thankful to be better aligned with God's will. Knowing Jesus means I don't have to be perfect, but I am glad to have the help of the Holy Spirit who enables me to have progress. One of the signs of progress that God has enabled me to have is that I love to immerse myself in Scripture. His Word is a beautiful gift to us, and I think the ultimate work of art ever. Once I started getting into it, I enjoyed it and was fascinated by the wonderful stories and all the interconnectedness of it. I'd like to share a verse with you that I really like, and that is 1 Thessalonians 5:4-9. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. I really like the imagery of spiritual armor, because I feel like by fighting the good fight in my own life, I can, in my own small way, contribute to making the world a better place. Another beautiful gift that God has given me is the opportunity to become very involved in this church community. I've been going to classes and exhibiting a spirit of openness and willingness to try things out and become involved, and it has been very beneficial and gratifying. I desire to be a part of something greater than myself, and becoming involved in church has been a great way to do that. I also feel called to help others as best I can, and there is no more powerful way to do that than to share the gospel message with others whenever I see an opening to do that. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. It's my duty, my honor, and privilege to obey the Great Commission and to be an ambassador for Christ. And I hope that in sharing my testimony today on the occasion of my baptism, I have contributed in some way to the building up of the body of Christ. Thanks."
All right, go ahead and get in. Eric, as you get into the water, I'm going to ask you. It's warm. I promise. To affirm your faith, I'm going to ask you three questions. Eric, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that his death on the cross paid the penalty for your sins?
I do.
Do you believe that he rose again and will someday return to reign forever as king?
I do.
Do you commit with the help of the Holy Spirit to live under the authority of Jesus and to seek his honor and glory?
I do.
Eric, based upon your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.